live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Here's John and Raheel
with Dell
on ESPN 97.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, Raheel, and Dell for the next couple of hours. Good to see that Dell actually made it on time. He got to work on time for once.
Hi, Dell. We're going to take a positive attitude with Dell. Maybe will help turn things around.
Why are you acting like that? Why you got to act like that?
Good morning, Dell.
Good morning, Dell. How are you?
All right. Some things just won't change.
Why are you acting like this?
I don't respond to phony sincerity, that's all.
Hi, Dell. What a great day, huh?
It is a great, great day.
Got more rain on the way. The drought's over.
The drought is over, thank God.
Yeah, the great drought of 10 hours is over.
No, we had like 2 or 3 days without rain.
No, it's been 10 hours. We got rain last night in the burbs.
So I thought AJ kind of painted himself in a corner last night without having any infielders.
Mm-hmm.
Available on the bench because he DH'd Bregman. One thing I don't get about the DH, you know, one of the reasons that you put a DH in there is because the guy can't field. I don't understand having Bregman as a DH. When I saw that he was going to be a DH earlier this week, when he came up, they said he'll play third, he'll play left, he'll DH.
Mm-hmm.
Why DH when you're a good fielder? I mean, we saw that opening night.
Yeah, I don't think fielding has been... I mean, he made two really good plays opening night. He looked comfortable.
He had 5 plays in the first 3 innings or so.
I guess you don't want to break up that continuity you have with Marwin and Luis. That's why. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. He probably didn't expect last night that a hamstring blow.
And ain't like you got to sit Marwin or...
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not...
It kind of painted him into a corner when you don't have... It's like not having a backup catcher... You know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any backup infielders.
Nope.
He went with Castro. It wasn't a disaster putting him at first, but it was kind of like, but now you got his bat in the lineup. I guess you would have had it. You know, here's the problem with the Astros is they're just not deep hitting wise.
Yeah.
I mean, when 3 or 4 starters are at 200, right at the 200 mark. It's amazing they are where they are, if you want to know the truth.
It's been timely hitting.
It was last year as well. Timely power. Hitting.
They have really big games, have big stretches, and they go to droughts. That's what these Astros are. All right. They went through a hot stretch. They're in a 2-game losing streak right now, but it's been a drought. Runners in scoring position has always been the issue this season.
Nobody out runner on third, and they're the worst ever.
Yeah. So it's been the same thing, but what I'm confused about, I thought Bregman was the savior, according to all the fans. But now Ulieski is.
No.
Like, guys that follow the team on Astros Twitter, they're like, I can't wait for Ulieski to get here.
Well, I can't wait for Ulieski anyway. Yeah, no, really. But Bregman's still the hero. I mean, the standing ovations won't stop anytime soon.
Well, they're all standing. They're like, can you just get a hit, please?
Yeah.
Hey, that last at bat was pretty damn good.
Yeah. That second pitch was a strike, though.
Yeah.
He should have been 0-2.
I mean,
that thing was right down the middle, and the ump missed it.
Hey, man, it's not his fault.
No.
And things get a little, like yesterday on that last at bat, Andrew Miller throws a 99 mile per hour fastball, and Bregman's like, this doesn't happen in the AAA. What is this?
It happens in double A. It doesn't happen in triple A. Of course, he doesn't know where it's going, but he has. That's even scarier when you're facing a double A guy that's throwing up about 98, and he doesn't know where it's going. That's the only reason he's not in the bigs.
It's pretty crazy, though. Man, his swing is so beautiful. He just hasn't.
I'd love to see Castro's swing. You know, bases loaded.
No,
I'd love to see him try.
How'd you feel about Gomez yesterday?
Love Gomez. I love that throw to the plate. And this whole, I guess he's got a strong arm. I guess it's strong.
It is strong.
But it was like a 3-hopper to the mound.
Yeah. And caster has to cut it off. And people are like, wait, why'd you cut it off? Because it was like 90 feet to the right.
It was a three hopper.
Yeah. That's why he cut it off.
I was like, oh, God, that's not good. And two nights ago, that bloop that fell in front of him, the one that went over his head. I was talking to Larry Durkee yesterday, and I agree. He said, why is he playing so shallow? He's like, okay, there's a runner on first. You're trying to cut off anything. Mm-hmm. I said, I think that's just him. You know, but AJ's got to say, dude, back up, because we have to cut off any gapper. We can live with a base hit as long as we keep it in front of us. A double possibly scores a run.
Yeah.
And sure enough, by the way, he gets a slow jump off the ball. I don't know. I hate to pile on him.
No, pile on him. Why do you hate to?
No, because, the whole GoFundMe page, and he's responded to it.
What did he say? I didn't see he responded. I didn't think the GoFundMe page was funny yesterday. It's not even funny to me
today.
No,
it's not fun.
It's such a played-out bit. I'm like, okay, we get it. It's a GoFundMe page because you want to buy out his contract. That's so cool. No, I hate even bringing, like yesterday, I hated bringing it up. It wasn't even good.
No. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's not funny. It's not. So
not because it's attacking Gogo. It's just not funny in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bigger thing. It's just not funny.
I mean, what are you trying to do?
I hope one time these things do actually succeed, and let's see what happens. Like, if they do reach their goal, what happens?
No, they never do.
Yeah, that's what I want to see what happens. Then the guy's, like, stuck with this money.
Well, he has to.
You can't buy out somebody's contract. You can't do that.
Oh, by the way, it's not $9 million anyway. So, you know, get your figures right. Yeah. If you're going to do it right. Okay? So that would be nice. yeah, it's 2 months left on a deal. So.
And it gets lower as the days go by. So unless he got like $2 million on that day, then you change it. So it's stupid.
Yeah, it's really just stupid.
Yeah. Well, how about you? All you're trying
to do is make a guy feel bad.
How about we focus our energy on something that matters, like create a GoFundMe for a family that's struggling. How about we do that?
That's why, and I don't believe in boo. I mean, he got booed mercilessly when he was in the slump. I don't believe, is that going to help him and help your team have him get out of the slump? No, it's just making him feel worse, mm-hmm. putting more pressure on him. If you want your team to win, why are you booing one of your own guys? I don't get that. I never get that. I don't get Beltran booing. I don't get booing your own guy. I don't get booing when a pitcher throws over to first base.
Oh, I hate that. The first one's fine. What? The first one's fine. Why? You got to keep it in check.
No, the first one, if it's the fifth or sixth time I see, if it's the sixth time he throws over, then you go, all right, let's play baseball. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
But
the first one, I don't see.
No, that's what I'm saying. First one is fine to throw over.
Yeah.
After that, it's like, okay, just throw the damn pitch.
I don't think you two understand the beauty of baseball.
That's an unwritten rule. You can do it as many times as you want.
Let's slow this game down even more because I'm casually throwing over to first in the hopes that my soft-ass move will keep this guy a step closer to first. I don't think you understand the beauty of baseball.
What if he has a pickoff move? What if he throws it hard over there?
But how many?
Okay, then it's okay?
Yes.
I'm still keeping him close, Del.
I don't think you two understand the beauty of the game because we need to slow it down even more with things that aren't progressing the game further.
Does everybody boo Peyton? Omaha!
Yes, they get annoyed of it. They don't boo him because in football games, it's hard to hear the boos on TV, whatever. But people hated that. We all made fun of him. It's like, oh, Omaha again.
Yeah, you knew better when you were covering the. Oh, I got to. Every play is going to take.
You hated it. Yeah.
Sucks.
You hated it.
Texas fans didn't boo him when he was.
Well, they were mesmerized by.
They were cheering for their defense,
You don't start booing because the loudness of the cheering is what you do. You don't calm that down to start to boo Peyton.
In baseball, you need to cheer for your team. With this at bat, and you can't be booing a throw over.
I'm sorry, what's the official song say? Root for?
The home team.
Okay.
That's it.
Dude.
Thank you.
Carlos Gomez's Twitter account's fantastic.
What did he say?
Joe Huxta says, he tweets to Carlos, "Where are your cocky bat flips now, you piece of blank? You suck, and your career over. Yank's going to get the last laugh." And Carlos retweets, quotes the tweet and says, "Thanks. God bless you." And then the guy who created the buyout GoFundMe deal, he tweeted to Carlos and said, "Hey, I'm trying to raise money to buy out your contract." And Carlos,
would you like
quotes
to donate?
It. Carlos quotes it and says, "Awesome. Hopefully you donate whatever you raise to a charity and don't keep it for yourself." Ooh, dang. Yeah.
Good.
And then the Houston Chronicle wrote about it.
That's the way to go. You know what? Yeah. That is the way to go about it. God bless you. Or don't even answer him.
Do you think he's... I don't know what's happening, man. He just doesn't look dialed in on defense. He usually is good on defense where, you know, if there is a throw,
he's hit or miss.
But he usually looks dialed in. Yesterday, he just looked out of it.
There was one.
In the last two days, he's looked out of it. I wonder if he found out, like, trade talks.
There was one throw where he threw it in. We thought it was going to be a play at the plate, and he barely made it to the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
I was like, I think I was outside talking to the intern. God, it was
terrible. It was a three-hopper to the mound, and Castro cuts it off. You know what? And then Ash goes, well, we know he's got a great arm. We really know. He's got Springer's got a great arm, okay?
Yeah.
In the outfield, I guess. Mariznick's got an arm.
Mariznick, Colby has showed to have an arm. Carlos has shown it before. It's not online a lot.
He's inconsistent with it.
He does have a big arm. It's just not consistent.
I think that's part of the theme that we're having with Carlos.
Yeah.
Is that he's inconsistent. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Carlos is an inconsistent baseball player.
Well, he's been pretty bad this year. So I think
he's been consistently bad
this year, at least.
Right.
Where are we on the Jeff Luhnow trades? We're 0-3 right now in major trades since the Astros became competitive. Giles.
Okay, can we stop that?
Gomez.
Okay.
And Kazmir.
Can we stop that?
So we're 0-3, right? Or he's 0-3.
Fires.
He's probably the Gomez trade.
So you got to take that also.
Yeah, like I said, 0-3. Yeah, because Velasquez. No,
0-2
with Giles. So that's a major one for me. When I think of the trades, I think of what went out. Velasquez is the one. And look, the Rangers are interested in him. So that'd be awesome if he is a deciding factor.
How awesome.
Yeah, then the Astros get to light him up.
Yeah, that's likely to happen. In a Rangers uniform, no chance.
It's ridiculous.
You know what I really like, though, is Bregman's cleats.
Yeah, I like they're like high boots.
Yeah.
I like them.
And they're white on the bottom and then the black.
And they come up all the, like mid-ankle.
I mean, that's totally sweet. Yeah, I don't care if he can hit. He's got sweet, sweet cleats.
They look like space boots.
Do you think that people will buy them because Bregman's wearing them?
No. Not baseball.
Negative.
No.
Negative. Altuve still wears New Balance.
And the only place New Balance is popular is in baseball. Yeah, a lot of guys have New Balance cleats on.
The New Balance cleats
are
hot.
Those are dad shoes, aren't they? New Balance?
Normally, but apparently it's baseball player cleats too.
Dad cleats.
Now they're cool.
No, they're dad cleats.
Well, they're not cool.
No, it's cool. Carlos Correa's Adidas cleats. Those are cool. Altuve's cleats, dad cleats.
What about Bregman's?
It's too much. It looked like moon boots.
Totally sweet.
It's part of what Nike's doing.
The kids are all going to be wearing them.
They've got
388 in the minors.
They got them with, was 0-11 his last 11 at bats.
Yeah,
no. Mikey's doing that with their football cleats, too.
0-11, and he still hit .388. Yep. Thanks, good night.
Yeah, so he's on. What is he on, an 0-18 streak with one walk?
Yeah, well, he's got – now, is he trending? What was his last at-bat, Dal?
He should have struck out, but it's a walk.
It's a walk.
Yeah, it's a
okay.
walk.
That's a win.
Yeah, so it was a walk.
Yeah,
stuck
but
on that.
He left his bat on the shoulder when he knew Jason Castro was coming up to the plate. I blame him for that.
Yeah.
You swing.
Who would you rather have –
when Castro's behind you, you swing. Yeah. Okay?
Who would you rather have ending the game, Gomez or Castro?
At least
Gomez put it in play for a double play the other night.
See, Castro, I feel like there's a chance of a walk, but Gomez, I'm like, there's a double play coming.
Yeah.
Like, Gomez, with Castro, when he's up there, I don't think anything good could happen, really.
You don't think anything good
when could Gomez happen. Is up there, the problem with Gomez is you think, well, maybe this is the time he does something, and he hits into a double play.
Yeah, double play. He's always aiming for this.
You up to a point where you think, okay, Carlos got a chance to win this game. No, he doesn't.
No. You have a chance to win some time back, all right? You have a chance to sit on your couch, donate that old car that's sitting there. You don't even have to leave your house. They'll come tow it away for you. They take care of all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. All you need to do is go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. HoustonCarsForKids.com. Fill out the form. It'll take you less than 30 seconds. You just, you know, give general information. They'll reach out to you. They'll tell you how much they can offer, and it's usually a lot more than the dealership. Because the dealership's going to lowball you. That's what dealerships do, and that's fine. All right. But what the Houston Can Academies are doing is when they accept your donation, they're going to give you way above market value because that's how they roll. So do that right now. Go to HoustonCarsForKids.com, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Donate to the Houston Can Academies, and that donation is going to help get kids back into school, finish high school. They make our community stronger by graduating thinkers, and they're helping these students succeed at life. So you start it up. They take care of everything. It's an easy process. You donate today. You get Astros tickets. It's just their way of saying thank you. Go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard it right here with Raheel Roms and only on ESPN 975. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel.
What it comes down to is I didn't execute today and you know, basically let my team down. So it's something that I got to come back here in 5 days and get ready. Left balls over the middle and you know, definitely up. So it wasn't one of my better nights by any means, you know, but it's guys are fighting, you know, but you know, they're trying to pick me up all night long and putting good at bats together, you know, selling out in the outfield. There's a lot of things that guys are doing. You know, you want to see Valby come back healthy. You know, Jake's running into walls for me. You know, it's a team game, and those guys are selling out, and you know, I certainly appreciate that.
All right. That was Pfister. He didn't have a good night last night.
Still your ace?
No. Keuchel's the ace now.
All right. One game playoff. You going Keuchel?
Keuchel. Yeah. I mean,
there's something about me.
Before he wasn't. Yeah, yeah. Now he is. I mean, he's had how many consecutive? Seven consecutive quality starts now?
Yeah.
Keuchel has. So, no, he's the man again.
Am I crazy? There's
he wasn't earlier, but he is now.
There's something inside me. I don't know why, but if I had to play one game, I'm going with McCullers.
Yeah, McCullers has the best stuff. And if he's on, you know, in the long run, it's going to be McCullers.
Yeah.
There's no question.
But even
I don't think there's any question about
like,
that.
Like, end of season, they're like, all right, we got one guy. Everyone's on the same page. I will roll the dice and go McCullers.
I know. And the guy who's on a roll again and pitching.
Sure.
He's looking. Keuchel's looking like that guy again.
Sure.
So
the safe play.
He's got
is
a better right because
consistent
the one
play.
Thing about McCullers that we don't know is in that huge game situation, is he, you know, is he going to be able to control it? Because the only thing wrong with McCullers is his command. You know, he'll walk a lot of guys and, mm-hmm. you know, he'll get his pitch count way up there. We've seen it a bunch where he's only going to be able to give you five, six tops because he's already at 100 pitches in five innings. Now, when he's on, though, like he was the other night, holy crap. He's got the best stuff.
Yeah.
And we said it the other day, most untradeable, I put him more untradeable than Keuchel.
Sure.
It most untradeable in my mind would be Altuve, Correa, McCullers third.
Okay. I'm good with that. I know the safe play is Keuchel. You trust your ace. He is your ace now. He's back to form. But, man, there's something about McCullers. You just know that he could have – it's feast or famine.
Yeah.
It really is. You're like, holy smokes, 10 strikeouts? All right, nice. Or he gives up five in three innings. It happens. There's something about McCullers, though, man. When he's just dialed in, it's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing. Pfister, in the month of June, had one loss, four wins. Of course, he was undefeated in May. So far this month, July, two losses to start the month, and then he had the wins against Seattle, Oakland, and then the loss yesterday. So it's coming back down to earth a little bit. And in those runs, he gave up 5, 2, 3, none in the Oakland one, and then six. So, you know, he's starting to come back to Doug Pfister, not Ace Pfister.
Yeah. Well, for a while he was, mm-hmm. you know, not an ace, but he was the one. He was damn good.
Yeah, I mean, just in last month, in a 4-1 month, he only gave up 9 earned runs. It's not bad. It's not bad for a guy. That's not bad.
Well,
at all.
Not for a what did they give him? $8 million.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
$7 or $8 million.
Yeah,
this year. That's awesome. All right, Brock Osweiler story out this morning. Apparently, there's a guy named Albright that says that the Broncos were going to go to $18.5 million if he'd have just called them back. Brock Osweiler stopped taking their calls. They were around $12 million, and he said, "You know, screw you. The Texans are offering 18, so I'm out of here." Can we stop with the Broncos? Can we stop with the...
Yeah. Wait, did they not want him?
Yeah, they did.
They did want him.
They did want him.
I thought...
No.
I thought Elway said they didn't want him.
No, they wanted him. They wanted him. But now, yeah, apparently they were going to $18.5 million. But can we stop the narrative? Can we stop the he didn't go to the White House? Can we stop that he was pissed off about Peyton Manning? Can we stop? And I'm reading the comments about this after this story from all these Broncos. Bleep that biatch, and he's a wuss, and he didn't, you know, what did he do? And he had 7 and blah, 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 blah. Who gives a rat's ass what you think, Denver, of Brock Osweiler? We'll show him on prime time when he comes to Denver. The defense is going to show him what they think about him. Okay. Who gives a rat's ass what you think about him? You drafted him. You didn't want him. You benched him for, oh, well, yeah, he's pissed about being benched for one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Well, when Peyton Manning came back, he wasn't one of the greatest. He was actually probably, arguably, the worst starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And that's with Trent Dilfer.
We don't know what would have happened if Brock Osweiler started, but if the cost of winning a Super Bowl is Brock Osweiler a Texan, you won.
Yeah, you take that.
You
won every day.
Oh, well, and get over
but
it.
But you know fans. They're,
yeah, I know.
They're going to boo him like he's Carlos Beltran.
And good. They should.
Who
they
cares?
Should. Yeah, he left
no,
the team.
No, he left. And
good.
You know what? Oh, well, Denver, bye.
I'm just tired of
I know you guys drafted me. I don't care. But you know what? Played pretty damn well. We were 5-2 when I was in there, and Peyton Manning, who had thrown more interceptions than anyone in the league while he was playing, came back. He's Peyton Manning. I get it. He sucked. He was crappy Peyton Manning, you know, and he's sitting there watching crappy Peyton Manning and going, wow, our defense is really good. We're still winning with this guy who's throwing. Some of Peyton Manning's passes were embarrassing last
year. Agreed. And they still won the Super Bowl.
And they still won the Super
Bowl. And guess what? You won the Super Bowl, Broncos fans. Stuff didn't work out with Brock.
Enjoy it.
Get out. You got Paxton Lynch, as one fan puts it. Broncos are better for it. They signed more players and got Lynch, who is more athletic.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. You got Lynch.
So then what are you crying about?
Yeah.
So can we stop with these stories every week about Brock didn't want to be there, Broncos didn't want him, but they did want him. He didn't want to be at the White. I can't wait for training camp to start.
Yeah.
I can't wait for five guys to get injured so we can talk about injuries.
Can't wait till the games when Brock is leading the league, touchdowns to interceptions, and leading the Texans.
Even if he plays awful, I can't wait for it.
Division title.
I can't wait for it. I just don't want to talk about this whole, oh, Elway really didn't want him, but he did want him. But he really didn't want him. Wait, what is it? Let's just focus on, can we talk about a Packers player riding a bike into the stadium? Can we just talk about that great tradition? Can we move on?
I don't want to do that. I had to cover that every year when I was in Green Bay.
Whose bike did he steal?
Sucked.
Why? That fans love that.
The kid, he gets to ride the kid's bike, and the kid's running along, and
it's
fat
a
lineman
moment.
Is on top of this little kid's bike.
The bike is bending.
It's like a circus.
Big ass, 350-pound guy. The bike is bending. The brakes are all messed up.
It's terrible. And the kid. And there's Packer fans drooling on the fence because it's just to watch their face. Oh, my God.
Wait, why do you hate this so much?
Because it was so – because, for one thing, it was the only damn thing in Green Bay.
Okay.
And so the Packers thought their crap didn't stink because everybody drooled all over them everywhere they went.
Okay.
And it was just and fans embarrassed themselves with how they fawn all over these guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
But I get it's embarrassing. You're covering
them,
but
kids. I see kids because it's a pro player. Sure. I get that.
But even fans.
But grown men. Oh, my God.
But, John, that's what fans love, man.
I know.
I know it's annoying, but that's what fans love.
I, it's great.
Like Sunday at training camp, it's an open practice.
You know what? I love that great. The fans go to open practice and they're cheering for the team and everything else. And blah. You know, that's great. That's all fine and good. But to deify these guys... And especially in Green Bay, because there's 100,000 people there. So, and when the Packers are there, there are actually African American people there, and it just is like you're just so tired of, you know, how these guys are just oh God, it makes me want to puke.
I hope I never turn that way.
Well,
that's,
you know,
fandom,
what? We're a big
man.
City. We've got other things
and
to
still,
do here.
And still, they,
well, no, they love the
oh, JJ. Oh my God, that's,
well,
JJ.
It's JJ.
Even grown ass adults,
yeah, but,
do that.
But they're not like that for Charles James. It's Charles James. Oh, that's great. You're not gonna show up with 8,000 people for Charles James. Okay?
No. Maybe right? 5,000.
No.
At an academy signing, Charles is the guy with the socks.
Yeah.
It's the guy with the socks.
No, you're not going to do that.
If Charles James gets cut and he has to do something with his house, what do you recommend?
I would recommend Renter's Warehouse.
Yeah, he would.
Because you're not going to get your price for it, Charles. But Charles isn't getting cut. Why are you going to say that about
just
Charles?
Just saying, if he did, we never know. It's the NFL.
So here's the thing, is no matter who you are, you don't have to be a Texan or a Packer to have a house that you got to get rid of, okay? You've got all you have to do is, and it doesn't matter what reason you want out. Maybe you're moving, and you know, maybe your company is helping you, and they're gonna help you with, you know, selling your house. Maybe they're not, and if they're not, you're like, I'm stuck with this thing, and I got to get rid of it because I got to buy another house. What am I supposed to do? Well, if you wait and sell it, it could take a year or more. Not only will you not get your price, but there's a chance nobody wants to buy it. This is a terrible, terrible time to sell your home, but it's a great time to rent it. There are all kinds of renters out there. An average of 17 days to rent your house. That's the average, 17 days. And it could be a lot quicker, might take a little longer, but chances are they're going to do it in 17 days. So if you're looking for a great way to keep that home and have income, it's renterswarehouse.com. Renterswarehouse.com. Just $99 a month. And if you have multiple rental properties, get as low as $70 a month. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Any thoughts about anything, your Astros or Brock Osweiler or how the Packers suck? Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
Did you watch that rom-com last night?
I didn't see a second.
It was a beautiful, beautiful movie at the DNC, narrated by Bill Clinton.
It was a movie?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
It's called Of Hillary and Bill. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, as I understand it, he told their whole history of how they got married.
Like,
did he talk about all his infidelities?
Nope. They skipped right over that part for some reason. I wish he would have talked about it. I would have gained more respect for that story if he would have said, and I made my mistakes and Hillary stuck by me, even though they've been kind of, everybody knows they're not like really together anymore, right? I mean, they're in it for the political
game.
Well,
gains. Bill can pull.
Yeah,
and
no,
have you
can't.
Seen Hillary?
He's a national hero. He's a national hero. That's a man who's done some brave things for the country.
Well, no. Hey, dude, that was his 10th. Change the channel for us. Thanks. Put on ESPN. That dude has spoken at for 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, 36 years at conventions. That was his 10th.
And that was his worst one.
His 10th.
It was so boring.
Was it? He's getting old. You could tell he's old.
I've heard.
He almost sounded like, because I didn't watch it, but I saw clips on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And in Family Guy, the old man that's after Chris, the creepy old guy?
Herbert.
You mean the guy that's friends with OJ?
He almost sounded a little. Can you get some Bill Clinton sound bites from that? And he almost sounds like, and Herbert, and let's see if we can compare him.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. It wasn't quite that bad.
Hey, Chris.
But the first thing I thought of when I was listening to it, I was like, it sounds like Herbert.
I don't sound like him. Like,
he doesn't have that voice anymore.
He doesn't have that.
He don't have that. He's up here now.
That speech was so awkward. It was almost like Hillary's campaign manager was like, dude, you better do this, or we're going to tell everybody you've been banging everybody. You better do this for the campaign. Make Hillary just look beautiful. God, it would be a nightmare being married to Hillary.
Do you think?
Oh my God, he was like lying out his ass. Like he was just saying, Hillary's all about the people. Hillary only cares about the people. Hillary cares about Hillary. Stop.
If Monica Lewinsky was a better option, then guess what?
Well, I'm not even talking about that side of it. I'm just talking about like constantly with Hillary, and she thinks she's so cute. Oh my God, I can't stand Hillary.
You think,
and like, I'm not even getting political here. Just as a person that watches TV, when Hillary talks, I just cringe. I'm like, just stop it. You're not hip. You're not young. Delete your Twitter. Delete all. I hate that.
No, she's hip. She's cool.
It's the worst thing.
The
poor Bill. How's? Oh my God.
Poor Bill, the alleged rapist. Poor Bill.
What?
I don't think it's
the Beehive.
Oh yeah, he's been accused.
I know. There's that one lady who always tweets about it.
Poor Bill. Yeah, I feel bad for him.
God, Bill, just run. Bill, just what are you doing?
You got some sound from Bill? All right.
When I was president, I worked hard.
Oh, my God.
To give you an America where nobody is invisible or counted out.
Nobody. Hi, Chris.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this roll, this piece of string.
He's missing the whistle thing, but...
Hi, Chris.
Hope you don't find the money strapped to my thigh.
But for this time,
Hillary
is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face. And she is still the best change maker I have ever known.
Ever known.
That's a dumb slogan,
too. You can't just slap.
YMCA, understand the
Y. That's our former president. We shouldn't be putting Herbert on him.
No, he just sounds like him. Yeah. Well, why don't we put the OJ guy on him? He sounds like the OJ guy from the documentary. Come on, Juice.
Juice.
Juice. Juice, you can't go kill a woman, Juice.
Juice.
You could drop her into any trouble spot.
You could drop her, Nanny.
Do the
you could brutal. Drop her, Chris.
Juice, all you got to do is get up on stage and make a speech about how much you love her. Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
That's a nice muscly throwing arm you got there.
Stop.
You know, if you get sweaty, don't put that on
President Clinton.
Oh, they don't have some of the same similarities? They're not predators?
Okay, I don't know what's more cringeworthy, the old guy and Family Guy or his speech last night. I mean, they literally broke down every decade. You could have just summed it up in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, this woman tapped me on my shoulder. I fell madly in love. She'd made change. And now she wants to be the most powerful woman ever. Okay, that's end of story. That speech could have been done. I just did it for you, Bill.
We met back at the YMCA. What?
It was 1938.
I
don't know.
Make
when
sure
they
you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
Stop, Del, you can't play that anymore. It's like really awkward.
Every time you mention Bill Clinton, we're gonna get some Herbert the Pervert.
Poor, I'm so glad he's done. I'm so glad he doesn't have to do any more speeches. They still have like 5 more campaign trail speeches. It's probably in his contract. God, man, I can't stand it. And like yesterday, she comes up on after Alicia Keys is done performing. She accepts the nomination. And even then, I was just like, this is so bad. I can't stand her. I just can't. There's something about her. I'm sure she feels the same way about me.
I'm sure she does.
But,
I'm certain she does. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's take a break here. I want to talk a little. I'm going to give you players. The NFL.com put out their fantasy draft 16 rounds.
Okay.
15 rounds.
Damn.
And I'm going to say, I want to give you some choices of who you would choose for next year's fantasy.
Okay. All right?
Dell, you can get in this too. Do you play fantasy, Dell?
Dell does.
Nick wants to play.
Nick is a big fan. Nick wants.
Yeah, really. All right, sorry, Nick.
He's so entitled. Golly. He just.
No. Why are you doing
just
that?
If you touch Dell, if you hang on Dell's back.
First of all, it's too close to me right
break,
now.
You were in. Next segment, Dell. Nick.
He always wants to insinuate himself. He just loves it.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Too Close Nick is one of our interns. He's an entitled intern.
He is. He's entitled.
He doesn't like being made fun of.
But it's okay.
He doesn't like. He's like always like trying to get into the show. But that's fine. I mean, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, though. I just think back when I was an intern with you, I would never force myself in a segment. I would sit there quietly and go, Mr. Granato, you need anything?
Yeah, that's why you didn't get on the air.
Yeah, and I was like, "That, you know what? And that's fine.
Well, actually, you did when you were an intern.
I think
didn't
once.
Didn't you go out? Yeah, when we were in the bubble, you got on the show once, I think.
Once, yeah. Once. I got on once for like literally 5 seconds.
And then beat it.
Yeah, and you know what I said? And I was like, that's fine. That's it. My time. But the new interns?
Well, they're ready. Assume that they're on the air.
No, it's not.
And that's great.
Not the new interns. The one's named Nick.
No.
This one behind us.
And Nick Update.
Nick Update.
At least Nick Update's doing something. He's like, hey, I'm going to go work. I'm going to write this update. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to give it to you.
I got this Nick working right now, okay?
And I love it, finally.
All right.
But he forgot to do the assignment. And he was,
well, I know.
You know, he was pissed off at you yesterday,
well,
right?
I don't give a crap.
He was so mad at you yesterday for calling him out.
Well, here's the deal.
Right, Dell? He didn't talk to him the whole show.
Oh, he came in later. He calmed himself down. He apologized to me. I was like, I don't care. You didn't do anything to me.
I punched his computer screen.
Open hand. Punch.
Wait, Gilbert wants to be on the air.
Yeah, he can come
Let's
on.
Ask Gilbert fantasy
on the other
questions.
Side.
Other side, Gilbert.
Yeah, on the other side. We're going to ask Gilbert.
I'm going to talk to him like that the whole time.
We're going
to
ask Gilbert fantasy questions, all right? When we get back, who would Gilbert take?
You know your wife in fantasy?
Well, took my wife the other night, apparently.
And you killed him.
Oh, no. Gilbert fought him off and kept doing what he was doing.
Apparently I attacked him, and Gilbert won, and he continued having relations with my
wife. He never broke stride and beat you, or he paused?
He was slapping John away with one hand, that's all.
Right.
He didn't even stop.
He fought me off with one hand while he was getting busy with Wendy.
What's wrong with you two? You guys have a messed up relationship.
10:44. Where are we going on Friday?
We are.
And by we, I mean you.
Yeah, John's not going to be there because he's too good for Beaumont. That's what I heard. But John's going to be out. But the show, me and I believe Joel Blank, we are going to be at the Beaumont Sawgrass. We're making our big debut in Beaumont, so please come say hi to us. And I'm excited to be there. Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place. And when you're there, you can enjoy great lunch specials because that's what Sawgrass does. They have great lunch specials starting as low as $8.99. My favorite thing at Sawgrass is, of course, early dinner. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., you stop on by, you enjoy early dinner, you get steak and shrimp for as low as $12.99. They've got other great Sawgrass entrees also on the early dinner menu. You also get homemade beer bread with it, plus your choice of a side and a cup of soup or a dinner Caesar salad. Go to sawgrass.com right now, sawgrass.com. Find the location near you. Check out the menus. It can be any occasion, anniversaries, birthday, or you just had a great week at work. You just want to enjoy a great steak. It's the best value out there. I promise you, great food, legendary hospitality. It's 25 years of perfection, and we will be there. Sawgrass in Beaumont. The address is 325 I-10 North. So stop on by, come hang out with us and ESPN 975 this Friday, Sawgrass Beaumont.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
75.com for all contest details and locations.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel.
All right, back here, 10:49 ESPN 97.5. NFL.com. They didn't use Lance for whatever reason. Lance writes for NFL.com.
Well, I think he does more scouting stuff now. That's why.
He's
probably working on 2018 draft right now. 20 most draftable players in 2018. That's what he's probably working on. For real, that he does
he's
more
doing
draft,
most
stuff.
More
yeah,
draft
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know he's a draft guy, but he's also a fantasy guy.
Yeah, he's really good.
And he's
at
better things. Than these guys. Okay, so let me ask you guys a question. Well, let's bring Gilbert in, our other fantasy expert
of course.
Here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert, how are you? Well,
not this again.
Gilbert apparently is he's dreaming about his fantasy team. He's having a fantasy right now, probably involving my wife. Because last week he called, for those of you who missed it, last week he called and said, yeah, I dreamt I had relations with your wife.
Hi, and then giggled. Gilbert. Hey, Gilbert. Are you thinking about me, Gilbert?
No, he's not. Gilbert, he's told us before.
He does not like the
games. No, he does not like. He is not playing that, do you like guy thing, okay?
No, I ain't no.
He'll drop an F bomb.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gilbert is
not the.
Did he learn that at Lakewood Church?
I don't think so, but he. No. I don't think he learned that at Lakewood, but he.
Hey,
it's
buddy.
Not part of. It's not part of his makeup. No. That homosexuality thing.
Oh my God.
Okay, so let me ask you a question here. If you were first overall, who would you take? First overall in fantasy football. Who would be your first guy?
Dell. I'm trying to think mine.
Mine would be Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown is the best, despite the fact that they've also got Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
But no Martavis Bryant.
And no Le'Veon for four games.
No Le'Veon for four games.
He contends that he will not miss a game, but whatever.
And now the concussion thing. For Antonio after missing their last game. They took Julio Jones. Well, of course, they had a draft. I don't think that they rank Julio Jones higher than Antonio Brown. So Julio Jones ain't a bad pick.
Second overall pick was Julio Jones?
No, Julio was first. The second was Antonio. And then Odell Beckham was third.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins all the way down to 10 after with the numbers that he's putting up. And they took Lamar Miller. From the Texans, a lot of this depends on here's the order of wide receiver. Now, wide receiver is going heavy. Julio, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, Jordy Nelson. Rob Gronkowski was in there. We'll count him as, obviously, he's a tight end.
Yeah.
He was taken 11th. In my draft last year, I think Justin took Gronk. With the 6th overall or 7th overall pick, maybe it was 8th, I forget. Maybe it was 8th, 8th overall pick, and he won the league.
Wow.
With Gronk as his number one pick. Gronk is a beast. And because his production over everybody else, see, that's the difference. But now the production that Antonio Brown gives you is ridiculous. But Julio Jones is right there. Odell will be right there. You know, DeAndre Hopkins will be right there. Yeah. Of course, if you don't have these guys, if you don't have A.J. Green, if you don't have that great wide receiver, are you going to get – what kind of production are you going to get? Jordy Nelson killed you last year.
Yeah.
He's a first-round pick, and he killed you. Would you take Ezekiel Elliott or Lamar Miller first?
Lamar Miller.
You would take Lamar before Ezekiel?
Yeah, I'm going to trust that commodity over a rookie. I know he's behind, if not the best line, one of the best lines. I get all that, but I'm going to trust Lamar Miller over.
Well, here's the I think you're banking on Tony Romo staying healthy.
Yeah.
You really are. Tony Romo's is going to fall in a lot of drafts because of the health factor.
I've seen I was reading up on some other drafts, and I've seen Todd Gurley go as high as 2.
Yeah,
Gurley
was the first running back taken here,
yeah.
Number 4 overall. I don't know if I'd take him or David Johnson, if you want to know the truth, or Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson – you know what you're going to get with him, too.
Yeah,
but
a lot.
You're going to get a lot. You're going to get a lot. So
that's
why,
what I want, a lot.
So why does he keep dropping?
Well,
because of his
age, 31.
Sure, but where was he on this one?
7th.
Huh. What the hell?
Did you hear that?
He likes Gilbert Adrian Peterson.
Or the mummy is apparently in Gilbert's room.
That was more of a...
Hello?
Huh?
Hi, Gilbert.
How you doing?
Hey, Gilbert.
We're just doing some fantasy football. Would you take DeAndre Hopkins or Jordy Nelson first?
I don't know who they are anyway.
You don't know who they are? Well, then why do you want to go to a Texans game?
See, the Texans anyway play football. Year anyway,
no. Yeah, I know. Anyway, but the fact of the matter is, Gilbert, is that you gotta know the team, okay?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're at the game?
What football game anyway?
You what?
Flag football game?
Well, my favorite off anyway. Jim, off anyway. Go football game, you know.
Yeah, go football.
It is a long time, you know. I don't go with a girl, you know.
You want to go with a girl?
My buddy Jim from Austin wants to go to the football game anyway.
Oh, he does?
He wants to go with Jim. He doesn't want to go with the girl.
Oh, you don't want to? Why don't you want to take a girl?
Because my friend Jim, I haven't seen Jim in years anyway, you know.
Well, but what about a girl? When was the last time you saw a girl?
I never been to a football game with a girl anyway, you know.
He have never been with to a football game with a girl.
Yeah, oh. I know. Well, it's about time you did it.
No, let me ask John. Why don't you give it a little? Well, you know, football tickets, why is that anyway? Why no football tickets anyway? Why is that?
Why? Are there no football tickets? Because they're expensive and people don't usually just give them away.
Hey, Gilbert, our guy Bill, one of our friends Bill, he's in studio. He has some tickets. You want to talk to him?
Is he there now?
Yeah. Hey, Bill. Yeah, Gilbert. Hi, Gilbert.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Gilbert, I have some tickets for you.
Oh, funny. Goodbye.
Gilbert.
That's Herbert, not Bill.
I want to keep it Bill.
You want to keep it Bill?
I didn't want to go Herbert the pervert. I think even... You think Gilbert watches Family?
I know. He might. That's a funny goodbye. Gilbert doesn't like that.
He doesn't like girls.
He told you already.
No, he doesn't like...
He doesn't like...
Any insinuation about...
I ain't no... Is what he said one time.
I ain't no F-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilbert's smart, though. Gilbert, you don't want to take a girl to a football game.
No.
It's just, you go with a buddy.
I've never been to a football game with a girl anyway.
Go with a buddy. It's just too much drama with a girl.
Why?
I don't want to go with my wife again. Like, oh, I don't want to walk from the parking lot. It's too hot. No, you know what? Just go with a buddy. Gilbert's smart.
Yep.
Gilbert's smart man.
No, he's fine. Yeah. PJ wants to get in here. Let's see if he knows a little bit more about fantasy football than Gilbert. Hey, PJ.
What's going on, guys? Daddy G, what's going on?
What man? Do you say, man?
Raheel, hi, Jacket. What's up, Delvin?
It's not my name, man. It's not my name.
It's not my name.
Why does everybody who calls say, hello, Delvin?
Because of you. Because of Sean. That's why.
Sean. That's Sean's deal.
What's up, PJ?
What's up, man? I got a quick question. The Falcons cut Devin Hester. And what are the chances the Texans should go after him since they're going after Steed? I think he's still – I'm a big UM guy, so I think he's still got something left in the tank to prove, so – what are the chances they try to go after him to add another element to the offense?
UM.
I just made up a you guys talk to me.
Watch yourself, John, before you finish
blows.
That sentence.
You know what? The U blows.
Yeah,
stop
that was
it,
the
John.
U. When did it become UM? I thought that was Michigan.
Same thing.
University
no, UM is Michigan.
No, they call...
You guys are the U.
No, people in Miami say UM, too. People who like the program say UM, too.
Add an extra letter for no reason? That's just
no,
the
it's,
U.
No, it's not an extra letter.
UM?
It's the University of Miami. Yeah, people call it that in South Florida. They say UM.
What about Devin Hester? Does he really have the speed left?
So I don't know about that because the lack of importance now, it's becoming less and less important, the return game, especially the kickoff return game. What's the price, too?
That's the
key.
Yeah, if it's a low price and...
I think it's a shame, but specialists are going to, especially returners, are going to become... To me, it's so few and far between. All I want is a guy who catches a punt. It's so disheartening when the defense stops him and the returner fumbles.
Yeah.
Fumbles. It's so disheartening. To me, the most important thing... what's a good average on punt return? 6 yards?
If that.
I mean, that's a good
That's
a good returner.
Well, he averaged
13. Well, he wasn't healthy last year. Part of the reason he's no longer on the team. He only played 5 games. He was injured. So his average in with 8 returns last year was 4.3, but the year before it was over 13 yards.
But a good returner is 6-7 yards.
Well,
and he's great. Yeah. He's one of the best. Yeah. He's maybe the best all time. Yeah. So that make, you know, he's supposed to be that much further than, but a good returner, good salary. And what's 6-7 yards? I mean, yeah, there are a lot of punts in the. Yeah, I get it. But cumulatively, I really don't think it makes that big. The biggest thing is to make sure you just catch the ball, and that's what I want. And we're not paying for that anymore. We're just not. if he comes at a great price, then you do it, I guess.
But if it's not a great price, you can find somebody on your
who
squad.
Who is the Texans punt returner right now? Is it Cecil Shorts? Who is it?
Punt and kick.
Will it be Tyler Irvin? You think he's got a shot to do that?
Yes. A kickoff return for sure, I think.
Weren't there talks that Fuller was going to get some reps and they were going to try to get him out there on some duty?
I think they've got a few options now.
Yeah. Whoever, just catch the ball.
Yeah.
It's not like the Texans have ever valued special teams.
No.
When was the last great?
No, they've been really bad. But now, with Larry Izzo,
okay.
Watch and learn. Time to be a champion, all right? And it's time for you to be a champion by going to 1560energy.com. It's time for you to stop paying more than you have to. I hear all these other ones, and they're trying to copy exactly what Champion has been doing on this radio station, well, or on 1560 for, I don't know, the last 5-6 years. And I hear all the same stuff that we've been talking about with Champion now applied to these other guys. Well, nope. It ain't true, okay? What you're finding with Champion is that they're the best in customer service and satisfaction, okay, in residential care. And in business care, we chose them here to be our electricity company, and we couldn't be happier about every single – I mean, it was amazing how much less we paid right away being with Champion. And you will too. And you'll be amazed at how much money you're saving every single month. Stop already with the big guys. I'm seeing these billboards – oh, this electricity company is just like you. No, it's not. I don't want. Yeah, that's a stupid campaign. How about just give us electricity at a better price? That would be awesome. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
ESPN 97.5.